what Zimbabwe is actually trying to do is to maintain brand visibility by flying into this domestic routes, given the fact that you are seeing a number of other airlines trying to fly into Zimbabwe at the moment. So I think probably what the people are saying is that, look, let's take a strategic approach to this whole thing and say probably in the next 2 to 3 years, we may be in a position to operate as a viable airline again. But however, what we don't want to do is to lose our brand visibility to other airlines and other carriers who are actually flying those routes as well.
Now, who does it benefit if you just have to keep a brand name without making profits? Why should people do that?
Well, I think what they're actually trying to do is that in the event that they're actually looking at potential investors or other business partners to come in, that brand visibility itself actually has a certain value, and also it actually tends to maintain a second market presence. That on its own, again, is a value. So I think that is probably the long-term view that has been taken by Zimbabwe management to maintain those domestic routes.